Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. So, in the last episode, we spoke about the difference between al-ayn, the look, and the jealous look, the look of a hasid. The look has an effect, even though that person is looking purely out of admiration. No resentment, no evil intention. Now, the jealous person looks with resentment, with evil intention. The jealous person wants you to lose that bounty, even if he or she doesn't get it, but they don't want you to have it. The effect of the jealous look would be then obviously far worse than that of the look of admiration. And the look of admiration will have an effect. We quoted verses from the Quran that talk about jealousy. We talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, the disease of the nations who came before you has started to spread among you, jealousy and hatred. It shaves deen. Doesn't shave hair, it shaves deen. Every Thursday, Allah forgives everyone except those two between whom there is hatred and jealousy. On the Laylatul Bara'a, all are forgiven except a few categories of people, one of whom is those who have hatred and jealousy between them. See, jealousy stems from poor iman. Because whatever bounty someone else enjoys, that's by the decree of Allah. When you're not happy that they're enjoying a bounty, it means you're not happy with the decree of Allah. That's a weakness in faith. And jealousy is self-inflicted torment and punishment. Because you torment yourself. That person is enjoying that bounty and you tormenting yourself. You're burning away that person has that. Why they have that? Or they shouldn't have that. Thirdly, you then start having bad thoughts of that person. You then start speaking bad about that person. Eventually, you start doing wrong to that person. One of the main reasons that people will use the jinn to harm others, one of the main reasons that people will use jadu, black magic and sorcery to harm others is because of jealousy and hatred. Why will a person do it otherwise? It can take you right to blasphemy. So you're performing salah and you're giving charity and you're going for hajj and you're making umrah, but your jealousy is making you think, speak and do towards the person that you're jealous of in a manner where all your good deeds are getting wiped out. And on the day of Qiyamah, that person will claim from you, from your good deeds, and if they're not adequate, they'll give proportionate their evil deeds to you. So you can be a pauper then, according to the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You come with many good deeds in the year after, but it's given to people over whom you were jealous and hateful, and you acted on that. And as a result, in the world you suffered, because Allah didn't take that bounty away from them, and you tormented yourself for something that was not decreed for you. And in the akhirah, they still get one up over you. You may have caused them some difficulty or hardship, and they take you to the cleaners in the year after. So Imam Ghazali says that the jealous person inflicts torment upon himself. So what should we do? One, to protect yourself against the jealous person, recite your Ayatul Kursi, recite your Awa Mu'awwadatain to protect yourself against nadar and the envious eye or even the jealous eye. But at the same time, don't flaunt. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ista'inu ala qada'i hawa'ijikum bil kitman." Seek to achieve your aims by being discreet. For inna kulla dhi ni'matin mahsood. Everyone who has been blessed is envy. Don't spread it to everybody what the bounties are that Allah has blessed you with. You go for holiday, don't have to put everything on Instagram, everything on your WhatsApp story. Your wife cooks a meal, you put pictures on social media, then the next day you say running stomach. Al-aynu haqqun. People will look with admiration, it will have an effect. People will look with resentment and it will have even more of an effect. Don't flaunt. Right, so one, take proactive measures. Recite your kuls, recite your ayatul kursi, dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, dua to Allah for protection. The other is preventative measures. Don't flaunt, don't tell people, even close to you, don't need to know everything about the bounties of Allah that you enjoy. Then if you're still afflicted, then there's methods where they do ruqya and they recite certain things or they do certain practices which have been proven beneficial or successful via experience. As long as it does not contravene the sharia, it's fine. And don't you become a person who casts an eye on somebody else. If you're looking out of admiration, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُم مِّنْ أَخِيهِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُهُ فَلْيَدْعُ لَهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ. Then if any one of you sees something that his brother has, let him pray for him for blessings. And, oh Allah, bless him in it. Oh Allah, bless him in it. Then the eye won't have effect. And if you feel you're jealous towards someone, then make dua for that person. Give gifts to that person. Say, MashaAllah, like Allah says in Surah Kaf, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. It was better for you to say when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills, there's no power but with Allah. Meaning when you're looking at your own beauty, when you're looking at your own wealth, when you're looking at your own children, don't cast a look. It'll have an effect. Say Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, Subhanallah, Barakallah. Use those words to remove the effect. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.